principle. You know, Montessori had that famous line, either you structure your environment, or your environment is relentlessly going to structure you. And so you beat the environment to the punch by structuring it first for yourself the way it should be. And that's what religious life does. These vows are a qualitative, quantitative, metaphysical, and ontological difference. That's very important, because today in the post-conciliar church, you hear all these priests and others, Sister Mary Relevant, with all her degrees on the wall from satanic universities. Listen to me. It's your choice. Have it your way. Whichever state of life you want, they're all the same. Just choose what you want. And don't bother me. No, they're not all the same. And the reason is because the vows make a total distinction and difference. And the proof of that is if you read the Little Flowers autobiography, The Story of a Soul, she reminds her novices that if I pick up a piece of paper or this cord as a consecrated religious with the vows of poverty and a chastity obedience, and I let it fall to the ground for the love of God, there is infinitely more merit to that action than just doing it for fun or to please you, or you ask me to do it or whatever else. No. Do you see the difference? That's why it's so terrible now that these people are running off to the Peace Corps, or they're running off to secular institutes, or all of this stuff, and forgetting religious life as the ultimate option. Why? Because they say, oh, well, it's all the same. We're all doing the same work. What does it matter? They forget from all eternity the distinction that the vows make. Because when God sees a consecrated religious pick up that piece of paper or that cord or whatever, the jigsaw puzzle, and that he knows that that religious is doing it under the vows for love of him alone with a pure motivation, he doesn't see the religious, as St. Therese teaches in her autobiography. He doesn't see little Therese with all her faults and failings. He sees the unique and total and integral and perfect image of his divine Son in his earthly life being renewed, reincarnation of his acts in the divine will for the divine will. You can't say that about the lay life, and you can't say that about married life. You can pick up all the paper you want, all the baby diapers you want in the married life. He's going to see you doing it. He's going to reward you for that sacrifice and love for your children, but he's not going to have a qualitative difference that earns you infinitely more merit in heaven, because he sees his divine Son picking up those diapers. So when they tell you that they're all equal, they're not all equal. And the vows make the difference. And you should want the vows for that reason only. Of course, Jesus and Mary are the model religious par excellence, because they are the wisdom's way to eternal life. As Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity used to teach, this consecrated religious life, lived authentically, generously, and piously, is heaven anticipated on earth. In other words, the religious says, oh, glory to God for this insight when I was young enough in high school to realize the difference. Heaven is too good to wait for. I don't want to waste my life on earth waiting for heaven. I want heaven now. And the only place I can get it is in religious life, which is heaven on earth.